it's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Saturday officially marks the 100th day of Donald Trump's administration.
100 days, 100 nights.
100 days. We are 6.8% of the way home. Paid for by anybody else 2020.
To commemorate the milestone, he's given a number of interviews, including one with Reuters, in which he admitted,
"This is more work than in my previous life. I thought it would be easier." I thought it was more of a, I'm a details-oriented person, I think you would say that, but I do miss my old life. This, I like to work, so that's not a problem, but this is actually more work. And while I had very little privacy in my old life, because, you know, I've been famous for a long time, I really, this is much less privacy than I've ever seen before. I mean, this is, you know, something that's really amazing.
He thought getting rid of NAFTA was going to be easy, too. Remember this?
NAFTA was the worst trade deal in the history of this country.
Somebody said to me, "What are you starting on NAFTA?" I said, "Wait a minute, I did this. I've been here like 51 days. Give me a chance." We're going to do something with NAFTA that you are going to be very, very impressed with. That's going to be an easy one, folks. That's going to be an easy one.
Not so fast, Mr. Apprenticident.
Well, I was going to terminate NAFTA as of 2 or 3 days from now. The president of Mexico, who I have a very, very good relationship, called me. And also the prime minister of Canada, who I have a very good relationship, and I like both of these gentlemen very much, they called me. And they said, rather than terminating NAFTA, could you please renegotiate? I like them very much. I respect their countries very much. The relationship is very special. And I said, I will hold on the termination. Let's see if we can make it a fair deal. Because NAFTA has been a horrible deal for the United States. It's been very good for Canada. It's been very good for Mexico. But it's been horrible for the United States. So they asked me to renegotiate. I will. And I think we'll be successful in the renegotiation, which frankly would be good because it would be simpler. And so I decided, rather than terminating NAFTA, which would be a pretty big, you know, shock to the system, we will renegotiate.
Are you sorry that you treat me unkind? Never you mind.
He also said that we might have a war with North Korea.
Well, there's a chance that we could end up having a major conflict with North Korea. Absolutely.
Saturday is the official 100th day, but Saturday night was supposed to be the White House Correspondents' Dinner with the Oval Office resident, the most notable no-show. Why, you ask?
I'm treated very unfairly and very dishonestly by the press, and I thought it was inappropriate to go this year. If I were treated even slightly fairly by the press, I would have gone. But I mean, they're writing stories about how unfairly I get treated by the press.
Cry, baby.
Speaking of the press, Reporters Without Borders just released its World Press Freedom Index for 2017. The United States now ranks 43rd, down 2, just below Burkina Faso and Belize. They cite the election of Donald Trump, who declared the press a, quote, enemy of the American people in a series of verbal attacks toward journalists while attempting to block White House access to multiple media outlets in retaliation for critical reporting. They also note that, quote, despite the bleak outlook under Trump, it bears repeating that his predecessor left behind a flimsy legacy for press freedom and access to information. Journalists continue to be arrested for covering various protests around the country, with several currently facing criminal charges. To this day, American journalists are still not protected by a federal shield law guaranteeing their right to protect their sources and other confidential work-related information. In other news, Sean Spicer stepped in it again on Thursday when he was peppered with questions about how Michael Flynn could have made it through the vetting process to become Dump's national security advisor. And Spicer did what the 45th administration keeps doing. He blamed it on Obama.
He was issued a security clearance under the Obama administration
in the spring of 2016.
The Obama administration. It went on like that.
In the Obama administration, during the Obama administration, under the Obama administration.
To be fair to Sean, it is a legitimate question as to whether the Army and the Defense Department under Obama renewed Flynn's security clearance without sufficient diligence, especially given that Russian trip and the Russian money. But that is not the same thing as appointing and vetting Flynn to one of the top national security positions in the U.S. government. And remember, Obama fired Flynn from a lower position in the national security community.
Blame it on Kim. Don't blame it on me.
On Friday morning, the Orange One signed an executive order reversing President Obama's restrictions on gas and oil drilling in the Atlantic and Arctic Oceans, and Congress passed a continuing resolution to keep the government open for one more week. And finally, the numbers are in, showing the U.S. economy grew just 0.7% in the first quarter, the weakest showing in 3 years. Way to go, Mr. Resident. If you appreciate these What's News segments and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. We are 100% listener supported. Find all the details at NicoleSandler.com/donate.
I thought it would be easy.